the hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What about when your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control all desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, we are back with another instant reaction style podcast here. Spring football practice number 2 is wrapped up on Wednesday morning for the Miami Hurricanes football program. Gabby, it was a fun little session we got to watch. During this spring here, we get to see some drill work, but the best parts that we get to see are definitely the one-on-one sessions with the skill players. So quarterbacks, wide receivers, DBs, tight ends go on one-on-one. And today it was action-packed with the receivers kind of owning the session. And there's a lot of guys we can touch on here. So I'll start. I'll just touch on Cam Ward. I think definitely is the guy that's kind of head and shoulders above the rest of the group, which shouldn't be surprising, but is encouraging. He's in command. One thing that strikes me, Gabby, is he's just out there so cool. He's kind of playing at his own speed, delivers the ball quickly when he needs to, and he can place the ball well downfield when he needs to as well. I think he had a nice connection with Xavier Restrepo, particularly on the day who, you know, he made the highlight play of the session. Kind of an impressive ball tracking contested catch is the best way to describe it. It was kind of a slot fade with Xavier Restrepo going up against Michelle Powell, the Washington transfer who's lining up at nickel. Michelle Powell had about as good a coverage as you could possibly have on the route, but Restrepo stacked him up, found the ball, and came down with it in an impressive manner in the end zone. So that's one place to start with the throwing session. Gabby, there's plenty more guys to highlight. Who would you highlight from what we saw there?
Yeah, I think freshman Josiah Trader, JoJo Trader, is someone that definitely made some plays today. Made some plays on Monday also, and then again came back here on Wednesday and went up against Daryl Porter, who's Miami's best, you know, available cornerback right now. Kind of took him over the top. You know, I think Daryl Porter tried to kind of get some hands on him. JoJo ran right past him, and Jakari Brown just delivered, you know, absolute strike, you know, into the end zone where Trader was able to bring it in. And, you know, just really impressive throw by Jakari Brown. And, you know, I think it's, again, showing where JoJo Trader is, you know, kind of displaying some of the talent, a lot of the things that we just continue to hear about him. And he beat another, I think it was more of a walk-on, or maybe it was someone down the depth chart, beat him later for a deep ball as well. But I think you're starting to see the strides that Josiah Trader is making early. Obviously, still a long way to go. But I think, again, just knowing Jakari kind of throwing these, you know, these good balls. He delivered another one to, who was it, to Ray Ray Joseph?
Corner. Yeah.
Yeah, corner to Ray Ray Joseph. That was another really good throw. So, you know, we talk about Cam Ward, and it looks effortless the way that he delivers the ball. And, you know, he definitely has that cool, calm demeanor about him. that I you can just see where he's just going to kind of continue to progress and take some of those next steps. So encouraged about the quarterback room just in general. Josiah Trader's a guy that stood out. Nye Carr, the other freshman wide receiver, made a good play today also to kind of close out the one-on-one session. And, you know, it was a pretty impressive kind of like over-the-shoulder, back-shoulder type of ball that he kind of, you know, came down with in the corner, that front corner pylon. So, you know, I think there's a lot, you know, that just from those one-on-one sessions where it does feel like the wide receivers are kind of owning it. I think it's also kind of a testament to how kind of thin the overall depth of the cornerback room is. You know, obviously still plenty of time to fix that. And Damari Brown's out, you know, at this time of spring. So, but yeah, I think the wide receivers are doing their thing and you're seeing how the quarterbacks are, you know, helping those guys kind of elevate and, you know, make some plays.
No doubt. And I think it was notable to mention how JoJo beat Daryl Porter in a one-on-one, because whenever I was watching Daryl on Monday, so spring practice number one, and I'm not sure I saw every single rep, but the reps I did see, Daryl Porter won every single rep. So JoJo taking him deep, I think, was notable. Also, too, he just seems to be the most natural separator, if that makes sense. He's a guy who can really generate some space with his route running and explosiveness. Nye Carr impresses me with his natural ability to run deep post routes. He was getting open pretty consistently on those type of routes, and he's definitely got a lot of talent to develop long term. Reese Poffenbarger delivered some nice throws too. He was definitely QB2 today. Once again, The throw that stood out to me with Reese was a 15-yard or so, you know, somewhere 12 to 15-yard out route to Riley Williams, in which he had to fit it in there nicely. The coverage was good. I believe it was Jaden Harris. Could be wrong on that, but it was a safety. And Poffenbarger put it where only Riley Williams could catch it before getting out of bounds. So that was an impressive throw. And, yeah, and in general, a really strong showing by the quarterbacks and receivers. Elijah Arroyo, once again, looks smooth, looks explosive, looks healthy. I think he's really going to help the team this year as long as he can stay healthy. So that was encouraging as well. And yeah, you mentioned it, Gabby. You know, there's always two sides to things in scrimmages or one-on-one type of situations. When one group does bad, it's fair to... or when group does well, it's fair to ask the question if the other position group is good enough. And I think it is a thin group, so that certainly contributes to some of the losses by the secondary. But one thing that was disappointing to me was how Jadis Richard had a rough showing. So Daryl Porter, you know, we mentioned how JoJo Trader took him deep, but for the most part, Daryl Porter's been consistently good. Jadis Richard today really struggled. I think in one-on-ones, by my count, his four reps went PI, allowed catch, and then deep touchdown allowed. So it's a tough showing for him. He's at this stage, he's too handsy, and so he's just got to learn to, you know, not yank guys down, because the PIs were pretty obvious that he got called for on the day. And yeah, it's something to keep monitoring moving forward. I do think, you know, the passing game probably is one of the strengths of the team right now. And then on the flip side, the secondary, as things stand now, it is a question mark. So we need to learn more. And look, things can also change when the pads come on too, when these DBs can get a little more physical. And again, Gabby, it's only been two practices, and pads have not come on yet. But I am starting to wonder if, you know, this offense in general needs to lean into, you know, more so, you know, embracing the passing game, embracing the air raid elements that Shannon Dawson is installing. I hope that's the case. And look, we're looking at a running back room without Mark Fletcher, who's definitely going to be the bell cow back for Miami when he comes back healthy. But I want to see Miami lean into this passing game.
I would definitely agree that the passing game is probably, you know, you were just watching this and everything. We're kind of, it is also a thin running back room, you know, with a couple guys out, because AJ Allen's out, Mark Fletcher's out, and then we're just seeing how, I think, productive, at least in these situations, the passing game has been. I think just actually seeing Cam Ward and watching him throw and watching the way he kind of just goes about and handles his business and just the natural arm talent that he has, you could see that. I mean, again, and then having a guy like Shannon Dawson who does kind of come from that air raid tree and has knowledge of that type of system, I do think. And then, of course, just the way Cam Ward has flourished in, you know, similar type of high passing offenses. I think, I think you just got to build it around your best player. Cam Ward's your best player. And again, there's obviously still a long way to go, but I think we're seeing now that it's clear that the passing game is going to be a strength. And, you know, why not? And of course, Mario Cristobal wants to be that balanced. You know, he wants to be physical up front and run the ball and all those things. And you could still do that, but I think you also have to recognize when you're like, you got to put the ball in the hands of your best player. And that's, to me, that's clearly Cam Ward. So, you know, I would definitely be for Miami, you know, kind of just, you know, grasping that and, you know, just kind of running with it and, you know, making it a core part of what they do offensively, because, again, Cam Ward's your guy for sure.
Yeah, and in terms of other notes from around the practice, we noticed that Caleb Spencer is working at linebacker, so that's notable. He's kind of with that strong side slash striker slash nickel linebacker-ish role, which is Bobby Washington and also Bobby Pruitt. So he's kind of in that athletic linebacker group. I think that's best long term for him. So that was interesting to see. And yeah, anything else to note, Gabby?
I don't know. We can run. I mean, I don't think there was many changes on the, you know, offensive and defensive line as far as the rotation. You know, so I don't think that there's too much to kind of add there. I would say during, you know, the combo blocking drills, I would say Markell Bell maybe had a better day than he did on Monday. We kind of saw him where that lower body that he has, it's still kind of developing, you know, allowed some guys, you know, like Popo Aguirre to kind of push him around. Those two collided again today. And I saw Markell Bell, you know, just better technique, kind of just maybe held, you know, Popo Aguirre a little bit more than he did, you know, the previous day. So that's good. I thought Inez Cooper was, you know, to me, he looks extremely polished in those situations, you know, just kind of meeting up with those linebackers. I think he does a really good job of kind of displaying, you know, that he just seems like a veteran. You know, he's kind of operating like one of those older guys who's just kind of, you know, got it figured out. So that was encouraging to see. You know, Zach Carpenter, you know, again, I think he's just someone that maybe needs to clean up, you know, continue to clean up his technique, you know, as he just kind of continues to go through some of these drills. But he's working with these guys, and, you know, I'm still encouraged about what Miami got in him. So those are just a few things that I would say stand out at this point, just aside from everything else that we've talked about.
And how about recruits? Because there's a big group out here watching, as always. Who do the fans need to know about?
Yeah, Miami's got TJ Alford, the top 247 linebacker out of Vero Beach here. So he was back. He was here for that junior day in January. He was here the final weekend of December before signing day, you know, just kind of hanging around. So Miami's had him around a ton. You know, I think the Hurricanes are primarily battling Ohio State and potentially UCF in that recruitment. You know, people seem to think Ohio State's kind of in the driver's seat, and I wouldn't push back on that. But, you know, Miami's definitely trying to make a run there. A few guys from Miami Central. So we got Randy Adarica, the defensive lineman. We got top 247 safety Amari Wallace is here. We got linebacker Ezekiel Marcelin, who was at Miami's practice on Monday as well. So he's back here on Wednesday. And then, you know, the name that we talked about, I don't know if we talked about it maybe on the podcast, but definitely on the site, defensive lineman Floyd Bucard. I'm not even sure if that's how you say his name, but he's recently transferred to Miami Central from Mobile, Alabama, and he's originally from Canada. And he was the Under Armour defensive line MVP at that camp on Sunday. Miami's wasting no time getting him on campus. So I wouldn't be surprised if he walked out of here with an offer. And then just some 2026 names, quarterback Dia Bell at Plantation American Heritage, who just continues to look like he's growing and getting bigger. And, you know, his dad is former NBA player Rajah Bell, who's, you know, of course, a big guy. Dia Bell is continuing to, again, I think, grow into an impressive frame. 2026, his teammate Aldarius Johnson Jr. and a 2026 offensive lineman out of Miami Southridge, Ryan Moret, who the Hurricanes offered today as a center. So that's just a group of recruits that were here at Wednesday's practice.
Aldarius Johnson Jr., I am old. And we'll get out of there on that note. Appreciate everyone for listening. Spring practice number 3 will be on Friday. We'll have an instant reaction to that practice as well. Then Miami takes a week off for spring break, and they'll get back at it the next week. So, strong start here. Passing game's on point. Quarterback room's on point. That's a good starting place for any program. And that's where the Miami Hurricanes are at. So, till next time, take care.